All right, let's turn to John 18. This is perhaps one of my favorite passages, you know, and I say that often. I know one of the things that I do is I like to look at some of my favorite passages sometimes, and John 18 has certainly a portion of it. A portion of it is certainly one of my favorite things. And let's read the exchange that Jesus has with Pontius Pilate here. And let's look at verse 33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to him, "I find no fault in him at all." So when Pilate here, he's talking to Jesus, he is talking about the kingdom, talking about his kingdom not being of this world. And then he asks him if he's a king. And Jesus then responds, saying that "I am a king, but my kingdom is not of this world." He says specifically that "I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Then Pilate asks, "What is truth?" Now that's a fun question. In light of the book of John and all the things that John records and that Jesus talks about in this particular passage, the very fact that toward the end of this book, someone is asking, "What is truth?" is very profound when that truth has been defined throughout the rest of the book, the earlier parts of this book. You see, truth had become a muddled concept back then, mired in subjectivity, much like today. Pilate had no clear idea of what truth was or how to know the truth. Pilate didn't wait for an answer, as we can see plainly here in verse 38. Pilate did not wait for an answer, perhaps thinking there wasn't one, or assuming that Jesus was a lunatic for thinking that there was one, albeit a harmless one, hence saying that there's no fault in him. Many today believe that truth is an elusive concept. People often talk about my truth. What is your truth? I want to share with you my truth. Well, what do they mean by that? Well, they mean that they wish to share a reality, or share reality as they understand it, from their own subjective experience. And sometimes there's a place for that. You know, I want to share my story. That's another. Some people say, "I want to share my truth." They're essentially saying, "I want to share my story." And there's a place for that. Sometimes you need to talk about what people have experienced, what people have gone through. Though, if you call it my truth, you can't really legitimately call it truth, then, can you? Because what is truth except an objective reality? Whereas if it's my truth, that automatically makes it subjective. And you have a conflicting statement here, what we would call an oxymoron. Our society tries to teach us that real objective truth does not exist. When I was taking physics classes, and as a physics major, we often would call that thing a frame of reference. Though sometimes we did have to try to come up with an objective frame of reference, but that often made the calculations much more difficult. For instance, you have a potential energy. Potential energy is defined as mass times the acceleration due to gravity times the height, times the distance between one thing and another thing. So the potential energy is subjective based on the particular distance to a particular object. Well, of course, no frame of reference was better than another. just easier to deal with depending on the calculations, what you needed to do. So our society also tries to teach us that if objective truth does exist, it is impossible to know because we are all tainted with our own perspectives and biases. It colors our view of things. Of course, then you get the next logical question. If there is no objective truth, can we know that objectively? It is a self-defeating claim, isn't it? Jesus has a few things to say about truth, as we see in the book of John and several other places. And all these run counter to what Pilate likely thought and to what our society today thinks, generally speaking. And it definitely runs a counter to these things. John 8:32 is a passage that we often cite. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This implies that the truth most certainly exists, and it shows that it is knowable, and that you can benefit from that truth in some way. John 17:17, sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. Yes, this lets us know that what the truth is, that it is God's word. John 14:6 more pointedly says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So when Pilate asks Jesus, what is truth? Truth is staring right back at him. Isn't that amazing? Jesus himself is truth. And he's looking truth in the eye. And he doesn't even recognize it. He doesn't realize it. That's phenomenal. That's an amazing thing to consider. Our motto for our ad campaign in the Rutherford Weekly, I mentioned a few weeks ago, is taken from Psalm 119, verse 160. The entirety of your word is truth. I mention it again here so that we are aware of what truth is. It is God's word, but not just God's word. It is all of God's word. And it also came to us in the form of a man, that is Jesus. He embodies truth, showing us the way, the truth, and the life to get to our Heavenly Father. It is only through him that we have hope. Only through him that we can be set free. Only through him that we know the way to the Father. Let us take full advantage of this by obeying his word today. If you need to put Christ on in baptism this evening, you have that chance. If you've already done so and you need to make things right with God, you have that opportunity right now. Recognize that God's word is truth, that Christ is truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Recognize that we can know truth, and that truth can set us free. If you believe that this evening, and you need the prayers of the church, or you need assistance in some way, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.